Look at the universe the Guardians have created. We have the greatest power in the cosmos, and what have they made us? Garbage collectors. We pick up the trash. A thief here, a killer there. Scum, dirt, filth. There's no end to it. But there could be. It's my dream that one day all this rot will be wiped away. A new order will prevail, one that will end the chaos, but it won't be built by the faint of heart. You got soft on me back there, Earth boy, and that I will not tolerate.
Thank you for checking out the One Best Podcast, Batcast Edition. I am your host, Andrew Caracci, alongside
Andrew Quimby.
And today is the day where we review a movie. What do we have in store tonight?
Tonight, we are going to be discussing the Green Lantern, First Flight.
Yeah, I think this came out in 2009?
Yes.
Yeah, so a 2009 film, kind of following up after Wonder Woman. These all kind of came out around the same time. But anyways, you can check out the pod, obviously, through Facebook. Type in big hairy man with feet, and you'll find the podcast. No, you won't. You'll just find a big hairy man with feet. That's not our podcast. It's our mascot, actually. He actually is the owner of this pod. But the you can check out the pod by through I cannot talk tonight. You can find the pod through we're on Apple, Stitcher, PlayPod, anywhere pod, Spotify for you Androiders or your non-Androiders or you computer people out there. You can find us there. You can also check us out on Facebook, where you type in Batcast Weekly, and there you can find a link to the episode once when it airs, or once when we upload it. Yeah, that stuff. Email. You can email the show through, I'm struggling through this. You can email the show at onebestpodcast@gmail.com, there where Mr. Quimby is searching and ruffling through his feathers and finding, because he's like half duck, but as he's rubbing his
duck,
feathers,
I was kind of hoping for something cooler like an eagle, but okay, I guess I could be a duck. It's kind of disappointing. Cool. What is cool about a duck?
You ever heard of Darkwing Duck? He's a superhero.
I feel like that was a cartoon, but I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, you can be a superhero duck. That's not cool.
And anything can be a superhero, I guess, if you decide it's a superhero.
But he's a superhero duck.
Hmm.
What's cool about eagles, other than they won a Super Bowl back in 2017?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. Nothing's cool about the Eagles. So you could be a duck. Plus, ducks are cool. They hang out at ponds and shit, and they just shit. They shit a lot. But they just hang out at ponds and have old people feed them. So that's you. You're a person eating crackers from an old person.
Oh, God.
While searching through emails and finding the best one. And with all that monologuing, do we have an email this week?
We do. We've got another email from Mr. J.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, I was worried about him for a couple weeks there. We hadn't heard anything from him.
Were you really worried?
I was a little sad.
I don't remember you ever bringing that up. Like, man, do we have to write an obituary for Mr. J? I don't remember you ever saying that.
I was mildly disappointed that he failed to send in emails for a couple weeks because at least it gives us something to chat about.
Right. because, you know, we don't have a podcast or anything to chat about.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate when people actually contribute to the show. Without the audience contribution, we're just two crazy guys talking to each other right now.
I posted on there, like, give us some feedback. Any feedback is nice. So we did have a couple of people join the Facebook group, but I don't know if they know this podcast exists. So go ahead, though, with the email.
All right. So we got a message from Mr. J. So I pose another question for you. If you could have any Batman vehicle from any comic book, game, movie, or show, with everything working the way it does in that reality, what would be your pick? And what would you most likely do with it? Would you like to see how easily you could get away from the cops? Have some fun with this, guys. Look forward to hearing your next episode.
Give me the Batmobile from the original animated series, the long penis mobile, just because that thing is super long and awesome. I don't know. I would just drive it, I guess. I wouldn't. I don't know what I would do with it, other than probably get pulled over, like, all the time. Because, you know, cop sees that thing on the highway, it's probably getting pulled over. Is that thing even legal? Because it's like the length of like three cars. But Bane trashed that Batmobile, so
it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Otherwise, I like the one from Beware the Batman with the sarcastic computer that lives in it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you could have the sarcastic computer.
The Tim Burton Batmobile is pretty cool too. Anything but the fucking Tumbler. I don't want that thing. It's not even a Batmobile. It's just a tank.
See, exactly, though. You could just have a tank.
If I want a tank, I'll just go get a tank.
Can I have the tank from the stupid one with the mutants? Wow, I'm blanking on the name.
Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns. I'm choosing his tank. It has, like... That one's got the automated bullet, rubber bullet guns and everything like that. That's a better version of the Tumbler.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's my vehicle.
That's where the Tumbler came from.
Yeah.
So the original Tumbler.
Yeah. That was a cool one. It had like the head moved and everything like that. That was just a crazy vehicle. I don't even know how it worked. And apparently Alfred can remote drive it. I think that's how that was happening.
Yeah, and it has like an entire like kitchen in it too, because the thing's fucking huge inside.
Yeah.
You can, like, stand up in it.
Yeah, it had like an entire like medical room inside of the thing.
Well, I mean, Batman doesn't need a medical room. He clearly needed it for that day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely would take the one from the animated series, just because it's definitely the biggest out of all of them. And people are going to see that and know it's the Batmobile. But I'd probably get pulled over a ton.
Or otherwise, what about the flying... Is it the Batwing? No. Is it the Batwing?
The Batwing. But the Batwing's not a Batmobile.
He said Batman vehicle.
Oh. I don't think I would know how to fly it.
What about the one, but yeah, like, I feel like it has fancy autopilot. Can I just put it on fancy autopilot? It could fly me places. That's
what you want to do.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be expensive to fuel a bat thing, though. Doesn't look very aerodynamic.
Yeah, you left that one wide open, but I'm not going to use that one. So, the Batboat would be pretty cool.
Wasn't it just like a regular speedboat, but it was black?
Yeah, but it can go underwater.
Oh, can it go underwater?
Yeah, it's like a submarine.
Oh.
That one's pretty cool.
Hmm.
I don't think I'd want the Bat Bike.
No, it's basically just a regular bike painted black.
Yeah, but it has a helmet that fits the bat cowl. That'd be kind of cool. No, but honestly, if I could drive any like superhero vehicle, give me the Darkwing Duck, the bike he had. That would be awesome. Or his launch pad thing he had. That thing was pretty sweet. You should look that one up, Andrew. Darkwing Duck vehicles. Google that shit. And you're going to be like, yeah, I want one of those. And then you could say, okay, I could be cool. I could be a cool duck if I get to drive one of these.
What is happening with this Darkwing Duck thing? You just watch it recently or something like that? Like, why are you on this Darkwing Duck thing?
I've always been a Darkwing Duck fan. True story.
Is it just because he's like Batman, but if Batman was a duck?
Yes, actually, he's a parody of Batman. His villains are parodies of Batman too.
So his vehicles are always duck shaped. Got it.
Did you see him?
I did, yes.
Now, which one's cooler, the plane or the bike?
Actually, let me find the bike. I don't see the bike. There's the bike. I think the plane's better.
Isn't that thing sweet? That was made by Launchpad. McQuack. His fan. He was a fan of Darkwing Duck. Which was kind of funny because nobody knew who Darkwing Duck was. But he had one fan. But this is going off the rails. Let's talk some Green Lantern. So the Green Lantern First Flight, this was made in 2009. Made by the same people that... Oh, Alan Burnett wrote this. That's why it's good. Liked it, didn't like it, hated it, sucked. What'd you think of it?
I actually really like
words.
Words. Other words. No, I really enjoyed it. It was really good. It was the whole like art style and the story and everything like that. It just made me want to see a show like this. Which I guess we are going to be doing the Green Lantern show. It's not exactly like this, but I feel like it's, I think you said it's kind of similar to this whole thing.
The stories are pretty similar, yeah.
Which now makes me kind of more interested in that show just from this movie because I really enjoyed this movie.
Well, I told you that Green Lantern's been interesting when you don't have it on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Because the whole concept of the Lantern Corps and like, see, Green Lantern as an individual is just like, okay. But throwing Green Lantern as an organization, I just feel like is a lot more fascinating.
Yes, I agree.
The fact that they're just like space police.
Essentially, yeah. By the founders or whatever they called.
The gremlins, whatever.
The gremlins, I don't think they're called that.
Whatever they call. What did Sinestro call them? The bidgets? Or what did Sinestro call them? The midgets? What did he call them? Little gnomes or something like he called them something awful.
Yeah, something that wouldn't really translate very well because none of them are from Earth. Neither is Sinestro. But Sinestro likes Earthlings. If that's what we call ourselves. Humans. They didn't want Green... So Green Lantern becomes the Green Lantern because he's the chosen one by... Some Green Lantern dude died and he happened to be there and he gets the ring. So, and he was able to... He knew how to use it and everything too. Like, it was all kind of came natural for him. So... He was told that the founders will decide whether he gets to keep the ring or not. So yeah. I don't know what about a month goes by and then they finally come for him, or is it like a week or a day or whatever?
I don't know. It seemed like a good. It seemed like a good at least 2 weeks to a month, like a decent span of time. And he had pretty much like in that short span of time, like he put up a fight and actually like almost stood a chance against like there was a, way too many of them, but like he disabled basically two of them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Of the like veterans basically. So like he's a very he's real natural with it.
And then Sinestro shows up after they're all fighting, and Sinestro is voiced by Victor Garber. Do you know who that is?
No.
Looking him up.
Isn't the bad guy the bad guy that had the staff thingy? Wasn't that Red Foreman?
Victor Garber. You know who that is?
Who is that?
Stein from Legends.
Really?
Yep. That's who voiced him.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Huh.
I like Sinestro even more now.
Like, I didn't even catch that at all.
I didn't either. And then Green Lantern is played by Christopher Maloney. Maloney.
Mm-hmm.
He was Law and Order dude. The Law and Order dude.
Mm. I know him from Happy.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, same shit.
That's the only thing I've ever seen him in.
Well, yeah, he's known for Law and Order. That's how he got the Happy fucking role. But yeah.
I've never really watched Law and Order.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Kanjar Wu is played by Kurtwood Smith, which is, yes, Red Foreman.
That's the only voice that I straight up picked out that I recognize.
Who's Kanjar Wu?
That was the bug dude that had the yellow staff that they were chasing.
Huh.
That okay. Sinestro just lasered through the chest.
Oh, yeah.
And then zombified him to steal his brain thoughts.
Kilowog is played by Michael Madsen. He was in Kill Bill, Reservoir Dogs, Species, The Hateful Eight. I recognize him, but I don't know where I recognize him from. Huh. I swear I've seen him in another TV show. Whatever. It's kind of interesting, because we never really go over the voice actors that much. Like, if I know them, I'll say something, but, like, for these movies, which is something we should go over. But, yeah, that's kind of cool.
So, random thing that the guy... That Michael Madsen thing.
Yeah.
He is Bullock in Dying is Easy, a 2021 Batman something.
Huh.
Action, live action short.
I've never even heard of it.
I don't know what this is. Oh, I think this is that YouTube dude. It's the YouTube dude. I think this is the guy that made that like Nightwing movie thing through Kickstarter.
Okay.
I think it's that guy. I recognize that one guy. Because he always is the Joker. So it's like a half an hour short thing. Interesting. It looks good in these five screenshots. Mr. Freeze is in it. I don't know what this is, but I feel like I need to watch this.
Oh, Robert Paulson was in this too. Robert Paulson is like one of the more famous voice actors for animation. He's in everything.
Okay.
But probably the big one would be he plays Pinky and the Brain, Yakko from Animaniacs is kind of where he got his footing. But then he's been all over the place. But yeah, it was a... So anyways, he gets... pretty much Sinestro said that I'll take him underneath my wing. And it sounded like Sinestro, because obviously we know he turns bad in this, that he wants to... He's kind of creating his own little army almost. And he thinks that Hal Jordan would be a good fit for him, since he's green and doesn't really know anything about the Lantern Corps to begin with.
Yep.
Not green, literally, but figuratively speaking, yeah. Of course.
See, if you had the right mentality for, since he likes humans because they're so vicious.
Right.
Did he say that or something along those lines?
Yeah, pretty much, that they're, they interest him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're unpredictable. Essentially.
Yep. And then he ends up the weird floating octopus dude that shoots electricity or something like that. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
So it's pretty much they're looking for the yellow artifact, or what were they calling it? The yellow...
Remnant, I think.
Yeah. Which Sinestro... Like it sounds like they're all, the Green Lantern Corps is looking for it to either destroy it or to...
To hide it again, because the one dude Kenjar Rowe stole it,
right? And Green Lantern or Sinestro wants it to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't know. I don't know if this is his lore or if this is how he becomes Sinestro, the Yellow Lantern guy, but I like it. I mm-hmm. like how they did this.
Yeah,
I just wish we would have had a little bit more build to it. But we got to see Sinestro as like this kind of rogue agent of the Green Lantern Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And people are terrified of him. Even he even kills one of his own back at headquarters before he even becomes a Yellow Lantern. So what'd you think of Sinestro?
Wait, who did he kill?
He killed the chick, I thought.
The Hal Jordan killed the chick. Essentially. The chick was working with whatever her name was. She was working with Sinestro.
Yeah, I know that. But then she...
she was trying to kill Hal Jordan or whatever, and he... The stupid staff thing that one dude had was incredibly powerful, and he threw it as a distraction, and she shot it before realizing what it was, and when it exploded, she got impaled on the equipment.
Oh, you know what? There was... What, didn't Sinestro kill someone and they thought Hal did it?
That was the Kenjar Rowe. That was the crime lord that he was working with.
No. I mean, at headquarters, he actually, they open up the door and they see him standing over a dead body. I thought he was. Oh, it doesn't even matter.
He killed Octopus, dude.
Right. I know. Sinestro killed a lot of people.
When he was interrogating him, he interrogated him a little too hard and was getting scolded by the gnomes.
The gnomes. But psychic. Yeah. So, do you think that the founders would have, or do you think that Sinestro would have used the Yellow Lantern if the founders would have played along with? So it seems like the founders themselves created Sinestro.
Mm-hmm.
They created that monster. It's like he got sick and tired of management not supporting him.
Yeah.
And he had to work for his own freight.
Oh, God. Yeah, because they basically, they didn't want to clean anything up, and he felt like he was just, they were being soft on the thing. And so when he started to betray them and was like throwing up red flag after red flag, instead of them doing something about it, they kind of just like, hey, do better, and just let him become what he is because they're soft on everybody, including him.
Right. But they're willing to take the ring away from Hal Jordan without like really any proof. Like they're gonna enforce that rule. They're gonna enforce a rule then, but they won't enforce anything on anybody else.
Yep. Do you know what's I was? Do you know who the most important character in this movie was?
Kilowog?
The one character in this entire movie that without them, this movie would have been completely different. The baggage handler.
The baggage handler?
When Hal was like watching the thing, whatever, when the bug people were invisible, one of them ran into the baggage handler guy when he was scanning bags and knocked him over. And that's what tipped Hal Jordan off, and that's why he went after them and started fighting them and everything like that, is because they knocked over the baggage scanning guy.
Oh.
If they hadn't knocked over the baggage scanning guy, they would have walked all the way to their thing and met with Sinestro and handed over the weapon, and it would have been a very different movie.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. What an idiot.
You did watch this movie, right?
I did. But
were you half asleep during this movie?
No, I saw it. I just don't remember things in detail when I only watch it one time.
Or did you just check out halfway through the movie?
No, I watched it. I just, you're a lot more intent than I am with scenes. I got to see things more than once because I miss things. Because sometimes that's why we do this. So you like remind, like this was my first time watch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw it. Did you like, see who else was in this? It Kilowog, who has a
Kilowog was great. I liked, he was, yeah, because he was kind of like brutal, kind of rude nothing, whatever. And then during the chase, when they were chasing them down, he like, did he save his life? Was if they hit the walls, does that mean they died when they were in the red tunnel?
Yeah.
So they just lost like three Green Lanterns in that tunnel chasing them?
Probably, yeah.
That seems very awful. They killed so many people in this movie.
They killed so many Green Lanterns.
So many Green Lanterns died in this movie. The gnomes just look at them as expendable.
Which should be a whole nother, that's a whole nother problem.
Mm-hmm.
Between, the only name I remember is Gambit. Because he plays a pretty big part in the Green Lantern show. But like I said,
I'm not sure who that is.
He's one of the gnome people.
Mm.
He's the little bit more of the free spirited one, the free thinker. Okay. Where the other one's always, I think he gets voted off the core or whatever at some point.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. They're small looking dudes. But what else happened?
It was funny because when they tried to knock Kilowog out and he just like took the entire blast. I like Kilowog in this. He was amusing.
Yeah, Kilowog's one of my favorite characters. He's barely in Justice League, though. That's the thing. Like, in the Justice League TV show, he was barely in it, but he showed up every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays a huge part in the series. He's in just about every episode because he's he's Hal Jordan's. This is where him and Hal Jordan like have their connection.
Yeah, but then Hal saved his life, and then he was like, "Nah, you're good. I'm all right with you."
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, because he eats some pretty weird shit, doesn't he?
The food they serve on there is pretty funky.
Yeah.
Seemed like everyone was eating the same weird food, though, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So how many Earth Green Lanterns are there? Was Hal Jordan the only one?
By the sounds of it, yes, considering the, like, awful, awful opinion they had of humans in general. I'm going to assume they was probably the first one that they managed to get the ring to.
Because Hal Jordan, I think, is the first human, and then Guy Gardner, and then John Stewart is the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John Stewart's not in the animated show, but Guy Gardner is. After Green Lantern, I think he gets promoted or something like that. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But... so, it pretty much they end up stopping Sinestro. Obviously, now I missed it for some reason. I don't know what happened to Sinestro.
What did happen to Sinestro?
Did he get killed?
He blasted him with the super... He did the laser thing, and then he ran out of power, and he was laying on the ground, and Kilowog stomped on his hand and destroyed the ring.
Broke the ring.
And that's the last we saw of him. So I guess he's in custody. Yeah, frankly, I feel like Kilowog should have just like stomped his skull in for all the people he just murdered, but okay.
So they open this up for a possible sequel.
I guess, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Is Sinestro really like the only Green Lantern villain other than like other Lantern Corps?
I have no clue.
I know he's the big name villain.
Well, I know in the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie, there was a giant evil cloud of fear cloud. That was like a giant space cloud thing.
The movie sounds like a train wreck.
Yeah. We should review it. Yeah, we should do that. It's a good idea.
At some point.
Yeah.
Maybe when we're done with the Green Lantern show, we'll end with the movie and our Green Lantern, because we're going to definitely be going on a Green Lantern fix here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to ask you, and I should have asked you before we went on the pod, but I'll put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
So it's confirmed. We are going to do the Green Lantern show.
Yeah.
Did you want to start it next week, or do you want to continue with a couple more moves since we're on the Green Lantern thing?
What was your original intent for next week?
Justice League Crisis on Two Earths, but we can save that to when we're done with Green Lantern. Just make the month of May Green Lantern month.
Yeah, let's just jump into the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because we did the movie, we'll do the show, and then we'll do the maybe the other animated movie, and then because there's one more. Okay. And then do the Green Lantern live action movie. And then we're done with Green Lantern for a while.
Okay. You can do that. This is the Green Lantern span.
Right. And then we'll get into Superman after that. Or maybe we'll take a break and we'll do some Batman stuff. And then we'll come back to, we'll do Superman. Cause we haven't dedicated any time to him at all.
Wow. You said Batman so disdainfully there. I'm questioning your Batman credentials.
Are you? Because we've literally spent this entire time we've been doing this on Almost Batman Alone, that exactly. we need to expose, well, not expose, but broaden the horizons a little bit, because we're not just, yeah, it's called Batcast, but we do other DC movies, clearly, where Batman's not even in them. And maybe that's a mistake, but there are some other stuff that DC does, and maybe, just maybe, if I'm up to it, and that this is a huge maybe, maybe we'll dive into the MCU. I don't know if I can do it, though, because I've explained why I won't review them on, in a podcast form.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason is, for anyone who's listening to this for the first time, is I have such a distaste for their style of movies and their their characters, for the most part, that I feel, and it's not that I hate Marvel, because I don't, because I, there's plenty of Marvel I like. I like Daredevil, I like Punisher, and I like Spider-Man. But like the MCU, like Iron Man and Captain America and Thor and all and Hulk, they don't interest me one bit. And the so going into those movies, I won't have anything really positive to say, and I'm not reviewing it from a perspective that everyone else sees it from as like good movies. I'm reviewing it for from a perspective where I'm looking for things to dislike about it, and I'm just going to come off as a troll. And I'd rather just not do that, because it's not, yeah, it'll gain some traction. It'll create argument and that kind of stuff, but there's nothing you can say to convince it. It's like arguing with a troll at that point. There's just, I'm not going to like it because I don't like it. And I don't have a way to explain it in a way where I'm going to like, it'd be like if you made me review Star Wars movies, I wouldn't be able to do it because I can't get past it because I don't like Star Wars. And if we sat here and reviewed every single Star Wars movie from a guy who doesn't like Star Wars, people that listen to that review are going to be like, well, he just doesn't like Star Wars. No shit, I don't like Star Wars. Or be like if we were going to review... I'm trying to think of a special interest that you don't like. Baseball, for example. If we, or wrestling or whatever. Like, if we're going to sit here and review the baseball game, and you just say it's boring and say it's boring and say it's boring, because that's going to be what you say because you're not a baseball fan, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a baseball fan listens to that, and they're going to be like, this guy just doesn't like baseball. Of course he's not. Why is he even reviewing it? He just doesn't like baseball. And that's how I mm-hmm. feel about those Marvel movies. It's just like, maybe because they're so overhyped that, or they're not overhyped, they're so hyped that that I tend to not, I tend to lean towards not liking them just because of that alone.
No, but, you're correct. The first time they're overhyped.
Are they? Okay.
I see. It's the Marvel movies are like, they're good movies. I'm not gonna say they're bad movies. Like, they're solid movies. It's just they decided what they were going to do with them, and they went in that direction heavily. And like, they're all right movies, but they just decided, like, you know what? We want to make movies that are going to like make us a shit ton of money. Because I feel like that was a decision that was going to be made, and so they just ramped up in a ridiculous direction. And just make them bigger and bigger and bigger every time.
I don't like how they're all fucking connected to one big giant movie. It's like a mm-hmm. TV show. And I feel like you're, as a consumer like me, I feel ripped off because, like, if you reference something from something, you don't even know what you're referencing from at times. Like, I can tell you that I'm okay with having sequels and having things that tie into the original movie. I get that. But if you take a look at a perfect balanced superhero saga is the Dark Knight trilogy. Every one of those movies are completely individual movies. You don't have to watch it in any order. You can watch The Dark Knight. You don't have to watch Batman Begins. You can watch The Dark Knight Rises. You don't have to watch The Dark Knight. They're all individuals. They're connected in a very like, they're barely connected, but they are connected. They use the same characters, but they're not like.
When you watch one, like, you're now like, I don't know what's happening because I didn't see the other movie.
Right. And I always say that, like, that's my problem with the Marvel movies. And they say, well, you have to start with Iron Man first, and then you have to go to watch Blue Beetle second, and then watch Jazz Eat His Shit 4, or whatever the fuck their movies are all called. Or you got to watch Tier 1, then Tier 2, then there's Tier 5. Then there's Iron Man 7, and like, it's too much. It gets, for somebody who just wants to go to the theaters and watch a superhero movie, I'm completely lost. For example, and my biggest example is, I've only seen, and I'm talking about more the Avenger films, not the other movies like Doctor Strange that don't really tie in. They're in the MCU, but they're not like super connected to the overall story.
Yeah.
They just have like a one-off movie and then they tie it in later. That's what I'm talking about when you make a superhero movie, is that's what I want. I want more movies like that. Doctor Strange was fine. I saw Doctor Strange. I was okay with it. I could watch Doctor Strange and not watch any of the other movies and could understand what I was watching. When I watched Civil War, because I saw Civil War. That was one of the ones I saw because my friend Drake wanted to go to see it. And I was like, fine, it's a movie. I'll go watch it. I didn't know what the hell I was watching. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I knew they were fighting. Something happened from a different movie that I don't know what, because I didn't see that movie. They talked about it. I missed it, clearly, because I've only seen the movie once. I didn't know what I was watching. Now, was the action great? Yes. Was the dialogue fun? Yes. I liked the idea of all of it. But it was just, it's too connected. It's like watching a TV series. And for comic book fans and Marvel fans, that's why they love it. But that's why I dislike it. If I want to watch a TV series, I'll watch a TV series. When I want to watch a movie, I want to watch a movie. I don't want them to connect. So yeah. So another example is you could take a look at Batman and Batman Returns. Technically, it's a sequel, but you could watch Batman Returns and not watch Batman and know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Rocky films. They're all individual movies. In fact,
there's a lot of Rocky films.
Yeah, I'm talking about the original five. I actually No, there's six. But the original five that came out, Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, and Rocky 5. And then the sixth one was called Rocky Balboa. And then there was a seventh. And then if you count the Creed movies, because you have Creed and Creed 2, they're the spinoff of the Rocky series. But you don't have to watch them in order. You don't, like, for example, I watched Rocky 3 first. That was the first movie I watched. I was totally fine. I totally understood what was going on. And then I watched Rocky 4, and then I went back and watched Rocky 1 and 2. But
I've never watched a Rocky movie.
They're really good movies. Even for a non-sports fan, they're still good, because all the cliches that we call cliches, that's where they came from, is from those movies. So, like, you know, the training montage. I'm sure you've seen
training montages
in movie. That came from Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
The underdog story, the cliche underdog story, that came from Rocky. So they're and Stallone wrote them. So, like, they're his movies.
I don't know. Just the whole boxing thing has never been super interesting to me.
But it's more than that. It's It's more than just boxing. It's the true underdog story. I mean, as we're going to go off on a tangent here about Rocky, because I don't think Rob's ever seen the Rocky films either. And I always say, like, they're good films. Like, I wasn't a boxing fan when I watched it. I'm still not a boxing fan. But what it's about is just the idea of a guy who he boxes here and there, doesn't make a lot of money, and then the world champion, for a publicity stunt, decides to put an open challenge out to any, like, Joe Schmo boxer out there, because it's Apollo Creed. He's on the top of the world. He's the world heavyweight champ. He's totally charismatic, and they just kind of pick out Rocky. They pick him out. He's not like he doesn't have a great, like, professional record. He's not even really a pro boxer. He boxes, like, in little gymnasiums and shit like that. And mm-hmm. So they just randomly pick him out, and Rocky trains for the fight like it's for a world heavyweight fight. And Apollo barely trains for it at all because he thinks it's just a show. And so when they come out for the first round, Rocky comes out firing, and Apollo is like, "What are you doing? This is supposed to be a show." And then it turns into a fight where it's really back and forth, and it turns into a referee decision. So the whole movie is like this nobody. It'd be like a amateur boxer or whatever boxes the world champ, and they went 15 rounds, and the champ didn't knock him out. He took everything out of the champ. Well, Apollo wins via decision, even though some people disagreed with it. And so the second movie is the rematch, and because Apollo is pissed because he's like, I just got, like, this nobody just went 15 rounds with me, so I want a rematch, and I'm going to bury him now. And so Rocky's trainer, Mickey, decides to change his technique and learn how to box right-handed. So that's his only chance he'll have against the world champ, because now the world champ is training for him. The only way he's going to have a chance against him is to switch hands, just to box mm-hmm. right-handed. He's going to box the right-handed for the majority of the fight. And because obviously now Apollo knows what he's getting himself into, Apollo should easily wipe the floor with this. The first fight was the element of surprise. He had no idea who he was fighting. That's gone.
Yeah.
So it's training for all of that. Now you have, it's more than just that. You have him, his relationship with Adrian, and he's just a really likable guy. And after his fight with Apollo kicks the shit out of him, by the way. And then Rocky beats him in the 15th round with a knockout, because that's the only way he could have won, is by knocking him out. Because Apollo won too many rounds that if they went to a decision, Apollo would have just owned him. So now in the third movie, he's the world champ. And I mean, I'm not going to go over the whole fucking thing, but Rocky stopped the Cold War because he fought in Russia. And he beat Ivan Drago.
I don't know. I feel like I don't need to see the movies anymore because I just got the whole summary.
Yeah, but it's still good. I don't know. The music's great. Some of the best music you're ever going to hear in a movie. The training montages are just awesome. Rocky IV is just, the entire movie is practically a training montage music video, with 80s music being played, which is just fucking awesome. Rocky IV was my favorite of the fights. Like, if you like the boxing side of the story, Rocky IV is for you. If you're not a boxing fan, Rocky IV is probably not for you. You're going to like Rocky I and II if you like stories and that kind of stuff. Where I think you'd like Rocky I and II, I don't think you'd care for the rest after that, because it turns into a boxing story. And then Rocky V is a very underrated one because Rocky never actually fights in it. He's retired. He ended up losing all his money from bad investments and all that kind of stuff from him being world champ, that he has to, he loses everything, has to move back to Philly, has to live in the apartment that he used to live in, the shit apartment, because he has no money. He has a kid now. And he decides that he's going to be a trainer now, since he can't fight anymore, because if he takes one more blow to the head, he could die from all the concussions he took. And so he finds a younger fighter and trains him, essentially. And then I think he ends up fighting him at the end, not in the ring, but a street fight, which was kind of meh, but it's whatever. But all of it up to the street fight is pretty good. Then they fucked the whole series up at Rocky Balboa, because that came out, I think, like 30 years after when they tried to refresh it.
Wasn't that one like legitimately like he's old and he's going to rematch against somebody?
He is, he's old, but he's going to fight like the world heavyweight boxer. Because they kept having these simulated fights between the heavyweight boxer and Rocky, and who would win if both guys were in their prime. And somehow they pay Rocky a ton of money to come out and to actually do this fight. So he trains again. And Stallone keeps himself in such great shape that it's always believable that he could probably fight somebody.
Okay.
He got in tremendous shape for Rocky IV. I mean, the training they did was just all, because he's training in Russia. So, like, he's running through the snow. He's moving a car, hitting a tire with a sledgehammer type train. It's just cool shit. Just doing sit-ups in a barn with, like, no... doing, like, sit-ups in a barn where if the guy were to let go of his feet, he'd fall and die. So, like, extreme sit-ups.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Runs up a fucking mountain. Where Ivan Drago, his training was, he's just, he's doing everything the sabermetric way. So it's like everything is measured and the technology way of training, but for the 80s, which would be that would be outdated today. But like, he's working out in a gym. He's lifting weights from a machine. Rocky is like moving people in a sled, lifting people in a sled. And Apollo's trainer is the one who trains Rocky, because Rocky's trainer's dead, Mickey. He dies in the third movie. And Apollo's dead too, because Drago killed Apollo in an exhibition fight. He hit him in the head so hard that he died in the ring.
Damn.
Because Apollo becomes Rocky's friend after Rocky II. But they're all great characters. I don't know. I love that series so much, and I'm not even a boxing fan. I think it's the best stuff that Stallone's ever done.
Okay. Interesting.
And he wrote them all, so like they're like his baby. And that was before Rambo and all that shit, before he got big. Those were like his breakthrough movies, I think. I could be wrong on that. And I'm sure I'll be corrected by Jay if I am wrong on that. Because I'm sure he knows, because he knows everything about everything. If he made it this far through the pod, that is.
This you just tune out. He just tunes out after hit the email section every week.
But yeah, we'll definitely do the Green Lantern show. You want to do the same thing as Beware the Batman? We just do four?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. That's cool, because I actually do, I've been looking forward to rewatching that show. Even though I just watched it a couple of months ago, I do want to rewatch it again. So, are we done?
Did you want to discuss the Batman episode?
Oh, yeah, we should.
And maybe you forgot about it again.
I did, and I watched it, too. So, last week we ended, and maybe... Can you do some crazy editing and kind of put this more in the middle of the pod? Or do you want to just leave it at the end? Because we didn't. Okay, so that's a no. So no. We discussed last week about the Greek gods and all of the stuff from Wonder Woman. And I mentioned something that Batman Animated Series did an episode involving Mount Olympus and the Greek gods, about a guy who thinks he's Zeus. So you watched it. I watched it. What'd you think?
It was a very amusing episode. Cause he was a head of a shipping company, and things got so stressful, and like the business was failing, and he got wrapped up in the mob, and he just ended up cracking, and he just, cause his last name was Zeus. It was like Rob Zeus, like that.
Okay.
His last name was Zeus. They only said that once, and that's, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Because I was like, why did he snap to Zeus? His last name is Zeus.
I didn't catch that. Okay.
Yeah, so he snapped in his head and believed he was Zeus, because apparently he just has like a pantheon and a giant like pool and everything on the top of his building. It's awfully convenient.
It's his Mount Olympus that he calls it.
Yes. He sits on top of his building, and he's got a cool staff that shoots lightning bolts. Like, they never really explained why he has a lightning bolt staff. They didn't really go into that, did they? Staff that shoots lightning bolts.
Do they need to, though?
I feel like Batman should have just stole the lightning bolt staff and used that in some of his... Could you imagine if Batman shoot lightning bolts?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So this guy completely just lost his fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially. He actually thinks he's Zeus. And there were times where he was almost kind of snapping out of it a little bit, and then he would just he would just go back to being Zeus again.
Mm-hmm.
He thought Batman was Lord Hades. He kept calling him his brother.
He flew up in the Batjet, and he's like, ah, my brother's come to visit me on Mount Olympus. Lord Hades. And I'm just like, okay.
You're Batman. How do you react to that? How do you approach a guy like this?
Exactly. When someone's like, when people are like, oh shit, it's Batman. And this guy's like, brother Hades, how's it going? Thanks for visiting. I feel like he's just not used to being acknowledged as like not in fear mode. Like everyone just fears him naturally. And it's kind of like a little nervous around him and stuff like that. And he just straight up was just like, how's it going, bud? Like it was his brother.
It was so weird. It was amazing though. Like it seemed like this shouldn't have been a Batman episode, that this needed to be its own thing. But the Batman being added to it just kind of just... I feel like this could have been something that the police could have handled, but the adding Batman to it actually just adds to it.
Yeah.
Just because the guy thinks he's Hades. And then he kicks him off Mount Olympus. Which I just find just absolutely hilarious.
And I like that he, in his... pretending he's Zeus role, he gets a like a python and a wild boar and God knows what other creatures he had stashed in his like room of trials.
Batman has snake repellent too. I don't know if you saw that. He has snake repellent in his.
Mm-hmm.
He sprayed the snake.
He did, yes.
With his snake repellent.
Yeah, I was actually, I was expecting him. And I'm like, what is he going to do? Is he just going to, like, he spray, like, anti-snake stuff on the snake, and then he pulls out a thing and sprays the snake? I'm like, God damn it.
And he fought a wild boar.
I feel like it was just sleeping gas, actually, but yeah. And to be fair, the wild boar won.
Right.
The wild boar threw him out a window. I feel like the wild boar won in that scenario.
I don't know. I mean, Batman got where he wanted to go.
Why did he try to lasso the wild boar? Was he planning on riding the boar? I don't understand what his plan was there.
Well, he rode a shark in a different episode.
He did, yes. Did he just have an urge to ride wild animals? It's like, well, Batman's thing.
Him riding the shark, he didn't have much of a choice with that one. That was to save his own life.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to save my life, I'd ride a shark. I'd just ride a shark even if I wasn't having to save my life. Like, if I could ride a shark and not die from it, I'd totally
do it. Yeah, that does sound incredibly interesting.
In fact, that might be the one animal I wouldn't, like, I could get behind riding shark. Like, I trade my car in for a shark.
All right. That's okay.
You wouldn't?
I feel like it'd be interesting, but I don't feel like sharks aren't that fast, though.
I'd have a shark on. I'd just have a shark out of water driving it to work. It'd just be weird. But, maybe a, I don't like a stegosaurus or something. That'd be pretty cool.
Like, ride a T-Rex around. Ooh, Triceratops.
Triceratops, dude.
That's it. That's the correct answer to this. Whatever we're talking about right now, Triceratops is the correct answer.
Triceratops. Would you trade your car in for a Triceratops?
I feel like is there an option to not do that? Because that sounds amazing.
Well, think about it. You'd save so much money on gas. Well, the insurance rates would be out of the world because, you know, how much damage does a Triceratops probably do on the roads? I can't imagine it being good for the roads.
You wouldn't have to worry about traffic. You just plow your way through.
Right, which would mean you need good insurance because you're gonna be getting sued. You wouldn't have to pay for gas, though. You'd have to feed it. You'd have to feed it a lot because those things eat. They're herbivores, though, so you'd have to grow its food. So I have
just have to own a farm.
You'd have to own a farm. You'd have to put it out there on a farm. It'd probably kill all your animals because it isn't. It feels like it has to be the alpha.
Yeah,
has a god complex to it. The Triceratops thinks it's god.
In this world, it basically could be. I feel like people would worship a Triceratops.
I would.
Like, if all of a sudden there's a news report, like, breaking news, Triceratops wandering down Main Street, and it's just like, oh, okay. Where did this Triceratops come from? I don't know. It's just, it's here now. We worship it.
I'd throw away my cross, and that would be my new savior, the Triceratops. Because I just pissed off the Christians. I don't own a cross, so.
I don't think anyone that actually listens to this podcast is actually going to get offended by anything we could possibly say.
I think you're right, because I would have been canceled by now.
Of all the episodes we've done, the awful things that you have said and me awkwardly not say anything about, people, if those people were offended, they would have been gone a long time ago.
Maybe they are, because we only had 10 people listen to last week's show. It's our lowest rated pod we've probably done. Actually, it is our lowest rated pod.
Huh.
But you know what? I like to blame that on COVID. COVID is the reason.
Okay. Sure.
Well, Because people are just, you know, they're dying. So they're no longer listening. You did not think I was going there with that, did you?
That was not where I was thought you were. I'm blaming it on the weather because I feel like people are going outside more and not listening to podcasts.
Well, wouldn't they be going outside to listen to the podcast?
What?
You know, when they're going for walks?
No, they're like doing things in the yard and cleaning up and stuff.
Yeah, like listening to our podcast while doing yard work.
I don't know.
I can spin this however you want me to.
I don't listen to things while I do yard work, so I guess that's unfamiliar to me. And you don't own a yard.
Well, I used to. Not own a yard, but I used to do yard work.
Back when you hung out in front of Home Depot?
Yeah, I would just do their yard work. But what other animals would you want to trade your car for? Since we're on that topic.
What about pterodactyl? Could fly to work.
Are you going to be able to control it?
Are you going to be able to control a triceratops?
Maybe. But you don't need to. Like, I feel like
if you want to get where you want to go, you kind of do.
But it's not about getting where you want to go. It's more about the destination rather than the travel of the destination. Wait, no. It's all about the drive over the destination.
Okay.
That I feel like, no, I would rather ride a dinosaur than go to work to begin with. That I don't care if I get there or not.
Also, in fact,
ride the Triceratops. You don't think a Triceratops can go at least 25 miles an hour?
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they seem like a lot more slow-moving creature to me.
Well, they can kick it up. I mean, they have to run away at times. You got to be able to outrun a T-Rex.
Is that how that works? I thought they just like defended themselves and fought a T-Rex.
No, they didn't want to fight them.
Wouldn't they just like go
in the triceratops? Okay, so that's a myth. So yes. The common thing through media and everything, because the media ruins everything. I don't know why I'm blaming them for this, but like the triceratops and the T-Rex typically didn't interact with each other too often. They stayed away from each other.
Okay.
Because they were like each other's equals. The T-Rex would only fuck with the Triceratops if it was really, really hungry and that was the only thing left to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was wounded from a previous battle with something else or something like that. They weren't about... because the Tyrannosaurus, for the most part, didn't really hunt in packs. So they were kind of... They hunted on their own, clearly, because that's what a non-pack means, but... The
solo individual,
non-pack. That's like, so when you drive to work, you drive to work in a non-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Andrew's on fucking drugs.
Sure, why? I mean, non-pack, we'll go with non-pack.
Non-pack, so it's like when you open up a pack of chips, it's like you're opening up a pack of chips. When you don't have a pack of chips, you're opening up a non-pack of chips. So it's like eating a sandwich. You're opening up a non-pack of chips.
Oh,
so
God.
Next time you're in your break room and you're not eating chips or you're not opening up a pack of something, say, hey, look, I'm opening up my non-pack of Hot Pockets. I don't know. What do you eat now? You still eat Hot Pockets?
Nah.
Are you still doing the bowls?
Yeah, I eat my cheesy rice broccoli thing most days.
Okay. So now you're, so you're going to open up a non-pack of cheesy broccoli tomorrow.
Or is it a pack of rice?
Pack of rice. Okay. What about a non-pack of rice?
That would be like a signal kernel of rice, though.
This is such a stupid conversation.
Yeah, let's we should stop this.
It went off the rails a long time ago.
Oh, there were rails?
We reviewed a movie, though. We almost got through it before we started talking about dinosaurs.
Yeah. We talked about the gist of it. Hey, we're going to talk about a lot of Green Lantern coming up here, so.
Yep. So tune in next week, where we'll review Green Lantern, the animated series, head fronted by Tim Drake, not by Tim Drake, Bruce Timm, and Tim Drake. Robin, he wrote this show. No. Bruce Timm and Sam Liu, I think his name is. If you're familiar with our Beware the Batman reviews, if you're not, well, you can check them out right here on this pod. Just click the link below. There's no link because I'm not putting up a link. Just find it. You're on your own.
Scroll to a different episode. I'm sure it's on whatever you're listening to. Yeah.
With that, I am a person. And the person not next to me, but being remotely, is a not person. No, a person, a not person. So a person. And we'll be back next week.
I was so expecting you to say you are a non-peck.
I was, but then I couldn't say it. It just didn't come out of my mouth the way I wanted it to.
Who dares? Of course, like the shadow of ebon-winged night, he rises from the dark realm. Behold, the coming of my brother, Lord Hades!